Is your husband still working or is he full time with you now?
Yeah, so last year he quit his job. So we are both full-time entrepreneurs. We are really about this freedom life. We think that it's very, very important for both of us to be at home with our daughter. And so here we are.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Modern Day Unicorns. Today, I have Michelle Thames with me here on the podcast. I've been following her for quite a while, and she's giving some amazing advice and insight when it comes to social media. So, I had to get her on here because I want to know more of her story and what she has going on. So, please welcome Michelle.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us. All right, so I'm gonna get right to it. I wanna know more about you. Can you please tell us who you are, where you're from, and like what you're doing right now?
So I'm Michelle and I am from Chicago, Chi-Town in the house. And I've been an influencer for 13 years. So I started off in the natural hair space as a natural hair influencer. And I started a YouTube channel. And one of my videos ended up going viral. It was when everyone was doing Marley twists. So it was a really popular style. And my video ended up blowing up. And so I actually have a background in health administration. And so I have a master's degree and an undergrad degree in healthcare. And I was working in healthcare and I really wanted to become a hospital administrator. But unfortunately and fortunately for me, I was fired from my job in 2016. And so then I was pushed into my purpose. And my purpose is really to help people build online businesses and make money and monetize. And so I got so many amazing opportunities during that time when I got fired, I started to freelance. I wrote for naturallycurly.com, which is one of the top natural hair online resources. I got to work with different brands and I really say, you know what? I have something here and I can really turn this into a business. And so then using my networking skills, I networked really, really a lot. And I ended up meeting a beauty brand owner, and come to find out, she needed someone to help her manage her social media and digital marketing. And so the company is called Myel Organics. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have heard of it if you have natural hair. It is like the number one natural hair brand in the world right now. And I got to be their very first social media and digital marketing manager to help the brand really build a foundation to their media, to build community, to be able to work with influencers. I was an instrumental piece of building foundation. And so just God said to me, you know what? There's something else for you. And you need to really focus on your passions and do your own business. Because I had my foot in, like before I started at Mayel, I had my company, my social media marketing agency. So I have two businesses, social media marketing agency, and also I do consulting and I'm an influencer. So I sell digital products. I have a membership. And so God was like, you just got to jump and do it. And I said, really? Like right now, this was like my dream job. I got to travel the world, go to London. I got to go to Jamaica. I got to go to so many different places, meet so many amazing people, naturalistas, and really, you know, a lot of people in the industry. And then he was like, you got to go. So I quit. I quit and then I started my business. And we've been able to do multiple six figures in 2 years as a marketing agency. And so it's been really exciting. Now I'm building my membership and my digital products and all those things. And so that is where I am today.
Oh, folks, you're gonna see we're having a good time today. All right, that's amazing. So, man, yeah, you hit me with a lot right there. And so that's exciting to see that you've been able to do so much in what I guess consider like a short time. So you said you started off in health administration, right? All
Yes.
right. So like when it comes, all right, so when it so I have a background in like I have an MBA and undergrad in sports entertainment event management. One of the things that we're finding these days is people are literally abandoning their degree in an effort to do something that they're actually interested in, right? As feel like, you know, our generation, we're kind of like the last generation who was bamboozled into going to school to get a good job. And so now people are like, well, bump school and I'm gonna do whatever I want and hopefully I can make some money off of it, right? So how was that transition for you to be just like not only being in a career in a sense, right? But then also being let go from positions to say, I can't just go for what's safe anymore. Take us through what that process was like for you to be like, okay, cool. I can do my own thing without the safety net of a traditional good government or, city job.
Oh, and I did have a good government job. So the job that I was fired from was a government job, and I was like, oh my God, my health insurance, like all these things. I think that in that moment, I just had to say, you have something. And I think most of us have something that we may not think could be profitable for us, but I said, Michelle, you have something. And so just really lean into that and try to develop this, and you never know what could happen. Because of course, I was crushed. I've never been fired from a job in my life. Like, I mean, I am, was a great employee. I did my job. I never like slacked. Like, these things were important to me. So I said, you know what? I gotta just put my all into this and see what can happen. And I know that it can be successful, even though it's not something traditional. Being an influencer is not something traditional. My mom looked at me like, what is an influencer? What is a blogger? What are you even doing? But being able to explain that to people and say, hey, I have an online business and it may not be traditional, but you can make money online doing things that you love. I don't have to sit behind this desk and be miserable every day because let's be honest, I hated it. I hated my jobs. I hated all of them. I thought that that was the right path for me, maybe because somebody else gave me that thought, like, school, get a job, and like you said, stay at that good government job for 30 years until you retire, and then you do something else, right? And it's like, no. I don't even have to do that. I can be untraditional and still be successful. And so I hope that that is what I'm showing people, because that's my, I want to show people that you can get fired, but then you can start your own business and do better than you even were doing in your position. Now, I'm not saying that the entrepreneur life is for everybody, because let me back up and say that, because it is a lot of work. But if you're someone who is dedicated and knows that you can definitely do this, and you have these dreams and goals, you just have to go after them, no matter how crazy it might seem, right? Because it seemed crazy at the time for me to say, I'm quitting this job, or I'm getting fired from this job, and I'm moving into something or an area unknown. And I think that you just have to have faith in yourself that it can really work out.
So yeah, when you talk about being crazy, right? All right. So I haven't had an opportunity to tell you too much about myself, right? So I'm an educator and taught for like 5 years in the U.S. and then I moved to Dubai. I taught in Dubai physical education for 3 years, right? And then I got the content bug and I was like, you know what? I want to do this on a more full-time basis. And the school that I was at the time wasn't necessarily interested in me doing that for them. And so I was like, okay, cool. I'm not re-signing my contract. Right now, let me tell you why people was looking at me sideways. And I've done leaps of faith a couple of times, right? They looked at me sideways because not only was this job paying for my housing, they were also giving me tax-free money. They were also paying for my insurance, right? And paying for my flight to go home once a year. So I had so many benefits, but I could not shake the fact that I just felt shackled. I felt like I was boxed in and I couldn't grow. I was already great at what I was doing. Not that it just didn't fuel me anymore. There was no more challenge in it. And so I stopped, I didn't resign, and then I got a freelance license in Abu Dhabi so that I can say, I have to see what this is all about. What I want to talk to you right now that I think that a lot of people are missing is let's address some of those concerns. Let's address, like, okay, great. I'm leaving or I've been let go at my good job. Can you walk us through some of the things, some of the stepping stones that you needed to have some stability? Let's talk about the, yeah, okay, cool. Rent is due, or how do I go and get that insurance to make sure that myself and or my kids in the event that something happened? Let's talk about those things so that we can get those excuses out the way, because at the end of the day, you utilize your money as a resource to put you in places that can sustain you. And I feel like people are too caught up on the excuses that they never really execute on them, and they're not that difficult.
Absolutely. So for me, I'm married and I did have a kid at the time. So it was definitely like a, oh my God, what are we gonna do? But luckily for me and my support system, my husband still had his job. So he also worked in education. So he still had his job. And it wasn't like you know, we were going to lose the insurance, we could just get on his insurance and make it work. So that's exactly what we did in that moment. And just to have a support is really important. I don't think if I wouldn't have had a support system, that probably would have been very difficult for me. And when it comes to money, I want people to understand, like, you have to have a savings. You have to start saving for anything that may happen. I had no clue that this would happen to me, but it did. Fortunate for me, I was able to get unemployment. And the craziest thing about this is I got like the max unemployment. And so I was making a lot of money just from unemployment. And I think that just God blessed me. I really can't even tell you how, but also at my job, I was making like $70,000. And so when you do get unemployment from a job where you are making that high of an income, they will give you like the max. It's just, I guess, what has happened in that situation. And so I had to budget, because now it's like, well, I'm not getting this amount of money that I was getting making 70 grand a year. And now I really have to think about things, and started to tap into those skills that I had and said, okay, well, you can make extra money, you know, as an influencer, just pick up more gigs, started to pick up more gigs as a freelance writer, saved up that money. I think I saved about like at least $12,000, because I was like, I need to just, you know, stack this and save it so that we are okay. And so that I can get back like to a place where I feel is comfortable. And then as soon as my unemployment ended, I got the job at Myo Organic. So again, God was looking out for me, and it was just, that's how it was supposed to happen. And the stars were aligned, and that's how my situation happened. Now, I know that's not everybody's situation, but one thing I will say is that have a savings, have an emergency fund. You never know what's going to happen. Just start saving money out of your account, like $40 every week or every month, just to start building something, because you never know what's going to happen. And I just thank God for my family and my husband, who was able to, you know, sustain our family during that time. Because being fired from your job is like, this is blindsiding when you have no clue it's coming and it just happens one day. So saving up for that day that you may not know, or something may happen, you just want to be prepared for those type of things.
That's amazing. So definitely utilizing your support system. Now, one of the things I want to transition to is that you at least had a lane or interest, something that you were passionate about, to explore a little bit more when you had kind of like this free time, if you will. I'm about to say, so losing your job low-key is traumatic. I'm not even going to lie to you. So you have to go through the getting over it phase to be able to unlock the potential of the things that you have ahead of you. So you spoke about being in the natural hair care industry and having that to kind of deep dive into and figure things out. Can you walk us through how you went from natural hair to essentially social media management, and how that idea or that thing that was birthed inside of you turned into the 6, 7, 8 thousand figure business that you're building today? Amen. Yes, let's go.
Yeah, let's speak that into existence. Yes, seven figures is on the horizon. So definitely when I started out as a natural hair influencer, my content was very different, right? I'm teaching people how to twist their hair, different products. But when I started working at Myel, because I worked for another hair care company, I really couldn't work with any other like hair care brands as an influencer, since I worked for the company. So it was kind of like a conflict of interest. So I took a step back from doing natural hair content on my pages and started to focus on lifestyle content, more of mommy. I shared my daughter a lot. I shared our trips. We like to travel and things like that. So I really got into that lane. And then when I left Myel, I ultimately knew that I wanted to create my own social media agency, because I knew that I wanted to help people on a larger scale. And just my heart just wanted to help more people build online businesses and monetize. And so it was just a dream that I had. I knew that the skills that I possessed were powerful, because I had created strategies that helped this brand make millions of dollars from social media, from email marketing, from their website, from the blog. And so I knew I possessed those skills, and I learned everything I could. I want to say to people, if you're in a 9-to-5, learn everything that you can learn, right? Those skills are transferable. So be a student, learn everything so that you can take that and use that. Nobody's going to whoop you for taking those skills or really learning. They want you to learn in these positions. And I hope that in positions like that, people would expect that someone like me, this may not be the ultimate long-term thing for me. So
So I just want to interrupt you really quick on that one because I literally wrote that note as you were talking. And we can get back to whatever you was going to say, but I just wanted to emphasize it is not bad, illegal, or wrong to take the skills that you've been learning from your job to turn it into your own business. Nobody's going to come after you and be like, I can't believe you use that spreadsheet for your own business, right? And so, of course, there are some intellectual property copywriting situations that you don't want to get into the weeds to, but the tangible skills, like the daily task and things of that nature, the systems that you learn from within a corporate structure or what have you, this is information that you can apply. So please just say that again, because I think so many times we think we have to start from scratch from things when we've been trained literally to a high extent, and then all we have to do is just change the subject matter and you 50 steps ahead.
Absolutely. And so, like you said, those systems, I took those systems and said, okay, I built these systems, right? I built the strategy. So essentially it was mine to begin with, right? I've helped to build these. And so I really just said to myself, you know what? I definitely can do this on a larger scale. I don't want to be boxed into how much money I can make. Really, when it comes down to it, like I don't want freedom. I wanted freedom. And so I took those skills and then I said, you know what? I told my husband, let's start a social media agency. So our agency started off initially as just social media management. So offering social media management to beauty brands. Go figure, right? Because if I already know how build beauty brands, I can help other beauty brands build up their beauty brands on social media and digital marketing. So that's exactly what we do. Now I've expanded into more integrated marketing, meaning we help brands, whether it's you need a brand campaign, you need strategy, you need someone to do your influencer marketing, reach out. You need someone to help create a brand ambassador program to build community. We really help brands on that level now. Still a lot of beauty and hair care brands that we work with, but we also work with lifestyle brands as well. And so really making that transition, it was kind of easy, I want to say. I'm very interested in social media and marketing. It's just something that I took, you know, really took an interest to working at Maya. I love customer psychology and really understanding consumer co psychology, excuse me, and really understanding like the brain of how buy and what they do. So I'm very interested in that. And so I knew that I could take that and use it in my own business to help me sell like my digital products and things and my memberships. And so that's essentially how I pivoted from being a natural hair influencer into being a social media and marketing strategist. I think that definitely use utilizing the skills that you have and that you have learned. You just have to really do a lot of research. I'm a person that does a lot of research, and so everything that I have done has either been I've done it physically, like for other brands, or I've done extensive research.
Is your husband still working or is he full time with you now?
Yeah, so last year he quit his job and decided to go full time in the agency. So we are both full-time entrepreneurs. We are really about this freedom life. We think that it's very, very important for both of us to be at home with our daughter. And so here we are.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, well, I mean, it's not even really fear and challenges. You got fired, you had to start again and all these other things, but has there been any other challenges that you've kind of had to overcome and persevere to get to this place that you are, and where you want to be?
Oh, absolutely. In 2020, I found out the reason why I was fired. So I want to say that I had no clue why I was fired, because to be honest, I was like, I showed up every day, everything was going good, but I got fired because I was black. And so it was a racial issue. And I found out through a lawyer, through another woman who was suing the place that I used to work, and person had done that to several people before. And so finding that out crushed me all over again, because I was like, wow, I got fired for just being a Black woman. And so that hurt me. So I had to really do some really, you know, inner healing work. Like, it wasn't my fault. It was this person's fault that that's who she is. And so, you know, you never think about those type of people, never think about the other person in the situation. But I've definitely had to overcome so many things just in business. Just when it comes to, you know, things that people may say or things that happen in business. I mean, being an entrepreneur is like a crazy roller coaster. So I don't want anyone to think that I don't go through struggles, because every day there's something. But I'm just continue to move forward, because I know that on the other side of this is always going to be something great. And so I think I'm the type of person, and I believe that God would never put anything on us that we can't handle. And so I'm just going to be strong and continue to build this, because it's important to me. And so I think when we start with that, whatever it is, why are we doing it? It will be easier to show up every day, because you'll know that I'm doing this because of my daughter. I'm doing this because of my husband. Whatever it is, right? I know my reasons for what I'm doing, so I continue to show up.
Mm. I love the fact that you brought up just like the mental health. If you could share just a couple of things, because social media space it can be beast, right? Be it you have your own mindset situation, you got somebody crazy up in the DM, somebody comments and doing all this other stuff, fake accounts that pretend to be you are popping up. How do you overcome some of those challenges that come from the outside, but then also like approach it from like, okay, this is how I can overcome these particular situations, because and remain in a good place, because, you know, internet is wild.
Yeah, I really look at social media as a positive place. I think we have to you have to think about it that way. I meditate every day. I just try to be peaceful. Peace is the number one priority in my life. And if anybody or anything comes in between it, I have to let it go. I can't continue to move forward if I don't have peace. So that's like my number one tip for you. If you want peace, you won't let anybody or anything, whether it's a client, a person, a friend, a family member, whatever, you will let them go for peace. I think another thing is just that peace thing is like the number one thing. But I think just too, I meditate as well. And just really understanding like that we're not going to be for everybody, right? And so you have to approach social media as this place where you don't even know the person on the other side of this app. But again, everybody can't like me, and that's okay. But I show up to social media and understand that I'm using it as a tool. I don't think that we should really look at the likes and the follows. That's when we get into like feeling bad about ourselves and feeling bad about our work. There's an algorithm that none of us know, especially on Instagram. None of us know what it's about, what's going on. So we really have to come to social media with the mindset of using it in a positive way to grow our businesses. Yes, there may be these people doing these things, but at the end of the day, do you really know if they're being truthful or not? You can tell. I mean, if you have that feeling of authenticity and you can tell when people are being genuine, you can someone feel that. But we again know that this is social media and so many people are lying. I just take everything for face value. I don't even like dive deep into stuff and say, oh, well, did she really? Doesn't matter to me, right? I show up to the app to understand and utilize it as a tool to help me grow my business. So I don't focus on everything else when it comes to that. I just want to focus on utilizing it as a tool to reach more people.
Mm. And what would you say to those individuals who may be social media managers as well, when it can be such a merit-based system, likes, comments, saves, what and shares, but when it comes down to it, how do you propose situations to your clients to say, hey, this is the value that we're going to bring? What measurement system do you use if you can't necessarily rely on the metrics that social media kind of gives us?
We can rely on some metrics on social media, of course, right? We want to increase reach and increase engagement, which we can do. But I really just try to explain to clients that every day, like every single post is not going to be a post that hits and gets thousands of likes on. To any social media manager strategist, I feel you. Let's tap in. I feel and understand you. We just have to really be upfront with our clients and say, hey, we're dealing with an algorithm, and that algorithm may or may not like this content. Like, who really knows what the algorithm does, right? I mean, we have things that we can base it off of and studies and research. But at the end of the day, like, it's an algorithm. And so every post may not reach hundreds of thousands of people. But what we do have to understand is that it's reaching someone. If we are consistent and we show up, we will reach the right people. Looking at the numbers as like, oh my God, only 200 people like this. That's 200 people, right? You want to look at the people on social media as humans. Some human had to like, unless you got a lot of bots, which a lot of brands do have because they want to feel like they're popular. But I would rather want to be paid than popular and really create community with potential customers and clients rather than just trying to be somebody that pushes out. You want to be that community. So I will say to anyone listening who may be a social media manager, just to really try to explain that to your clients. I know it's hard and it's really hard, but we just have to continue to say like, hey, this is the system or the metrics that we are using. Yes, we can show the increase in engagement. Yes, we can show this, but it's not necessarily guaranteed that we're going to get the same results every single day of the week.
I love it. All right. Before we transition, I just wanted to, the elephant in the room is always the bag, right? It's always the money, right? We can be productive. We can dream. We can wish. At the end of the day, phone bills still got to get paid and you need a place to lay your head. Can you just run through the monetary opportunities that you've had or things that you've been like, oh, this was a game changer? Like, how can people secure some cash in this game?
Recurring income is the number one thing. Stackable income is the number one thing. If you want to sustain your business, I think you should think of a business model that has a recurring income system, whether that is you have clients on retainer or you have a membership program where people pay monthly. Yes, it's going to take time to build any of this. So don't think that I came out the gate with seven clients all paying me $2,500, $3,500 a month. It didn't happen that way. You have to build relationships. It's still the number one thing, right? You have to learn how to close clients. You have to learn how to close sales and really talk to people and really clarify and let them know what you do. So I think that number one, stackable income and recurring income are the top two things, but also digital passive income. Think about what you can sell for $25 or something, an ebook that you probably have in your computer or in your brain right now that you can type out and upload to a store and sell it. I think that passive income, affiliate income, and also like digital products are definitely going to be a game changer in my business. I am really like starting like fully forced with this. I've had my membership program for a while, but really just owning in on it and making it better and continuing to promote it. Just, I know that memberships and passive income is definitely like the way to go if you definitely want to create that freedom and life that you desire. Stackable income, number one thing.
I love it. That's amazing. Listen, thank you so much for the time that you spent with us thus far. You've given some amazing, valuable tips. If you all haven't been taking notes, you're playing yourself. here's another opportunity for you to take some tips, because I'm going to ask Michelle for them right now. What are three tips, however you want to take them, that you would give for people that they could apply today, tomorrow, next week?
Three tips. Communication is key. You have to be an effective communicator if you want to be an effective leader in life or anything in life. You have to learn how to communicate. Number two, don't take it personal, especially in business. It's just business. It's not personal. I've had to have some hard conversations with people. It's just business. It doesn't mean that it's personal. That's number two. Number three, get your finances in order. We have to, especially my black and brown people of color, we have to really get our finances in order and change the trajectory for our kids and their kids' kids and on, because we don't want to be, you know, end up in the same situation that we may have been in. I mean, I don't know anybody's situation, but this is just coming from me and my experience, really working on your finances. Those would be my top three things.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Before we go, I need all of the places and spaces that people can connect with you and get involved with you. However you want to share all of that information, please let them know. I'm telling y'all to follow her right now. So everything that she says, you need to get involved. But tell us how we can get connected with you.
Absolutely. So the place that I like to hang out the most is Instagram. So make sure you follow me at Michelle, the letter L, Thames. People do make fake accounts of me, but look, I'm the one with the, I got 36,000 followers. And so you'll see the content that I put out. I love it there. Also, I have a podcast as well. My podcast is called the Social Media Decoded Podcast. So if you want to learn more about how to build an online business and how to market, definitely check it out. Episodes are like 5, 10 minutes, and I do a lot of amazing interviews as well. And yeah, when you go to Instagram, click the link in my bio. You can sign up for my email list. I have definitely freebies there and things that you can check out, but that's the best way to stay connected with me. And if you join my email list, you'll learn about all of the amazing things that I have going on. So thank you so much for having me. This has been so amazing.
No. You've been super dope, and I thank you once again. Look, listen, folks, you heard this conversation. If we can have this deep conversation in 29 minutes and 57 seconds, imagine what you can get if you're really connected and plugged in. So listen, if you are a unicorn or you know somebody else that's a unicorn, I'd love to continue to have these rich conversations with people. So feel free to comment or DM, and also just please go and follow Michelle, follow Modern Day Unicorns, or myself, Abby Teaching Afar. And until next time, we will see you.